Jesus lay down his life for his friend. Take me on that. Mind the Lord, preacher.
Amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. I'm just going to quote a verse there. Said, Bible said, behold, verse 1 maybe, behold what manner of love hath God the Father bestowed upon us that we should even be called the sons of God. Amen. Amen. What a blessing to be out in the house of the Lord this evening. Have your Bibles turn with me to Luke chapter number 2 this evening. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here, and been looking forward to this. And I'll just be honest with you. I've come here to worship. Amen. I mean, listen, if any of these other preachers get tagged in, I don't have to preach every night. Amen. I'll just be honest with you. I like to sit back and eat. Amen. And I like to listen.
Go ahead.
And I love this church. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Love your pastor. Love your pastor. Just I just come down here to listen to him 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 18, 20 nights in a row. I love your pastor, and I love to hear him preach. Dear friend. And I say this, and I mean this. I don't have anything on my schedule for this week, next week, the third week, fourth week.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, I just come down here to worship.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
It ain't about me tonight.
Right.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. Colossians chapter 1, it's all about Him. And I'm just excited. I feel like a duck on the outside. I might seem real calm, but on the inside, my little feet, I'm just a stirring. And I need your prayers. I'll be honest with you. I preached yesterday morning pretty hard and got in the truck, and it was 1 o'clock. And I said, Brittany, I said, did I preach a long time? She said, no, not too long. I said, well, how long was it? She said, about 45, 50 minutes. I said, oh, okay. I said, praise God. And I told the church that night, I said, I ain't going to apologize for it. You needed it, and I needed to practice. Amen.
Amen.
I preached real hard last night, and I'm just praying, Lord, help my voice. And I know that He will. And I want you to notice, we say this a lot, but it's a very familiar passage of Scripture, or it should be. All Scripture should be familiar, what we're about to read. It may be odd for a revival. I don't know. I'm just trying to follow the Lord tonight.
Yes,
and somebody asked, maybe Brother Nathaniel said, he said, have you and Brother Kevin been talking? I said, no. I said, we don't. We haven't. And he just texted me, said he's excited. Couldn't wait. Yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't know nothing. All I know is I'm just here to give you what the Lord's gave me.
Right, preacher.
And I love you tonight. I mean it. Well, it's a blessing. It's a testament of a church. And I know you might be standing for a while, but you may
go
be
ahead.
Sitting for a while. But
mind the Lord.
When you come into the house of God and you feel that warm welcome that you get that when you come here, and every time I've come here, I've got that. That's a blessing and a testament from the church. There's a lot of places I've went, I felt like I was going to the dentist and they was getting ready to do a root canal or something like that. I praise God for the good spirit that I felt here tonight. And you can't buy that. You can't go get it at Walmart. You can't order it off Amazon. It only comes in the house of God, and I praise God for that. Notice with me in the 41st verse, the 41st verse of Luke chapter number 2. We desire your prayers, 41st verse. The Bible said, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it.
Right.
Notice that verse. And when they had fulfilled the days, I'm reading it again, verse 43, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. This is very familiar. And they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance.
Right.
Ain't that a shame? They was looking for the Lord, and they should have been in the temple. Amen.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Amen. Bible said they's looking around family. They should have went around to his house. Amen.
That's right.
Bible said this. And all the Bible said, and when they found him not, verse 45, they turned back to Jerusalem seeking him.
Yep.
And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all they that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. You can be seated tonight. Let's ask God to bless his word. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, God, as we humbly, God, bow our heads, God, in our hearts before you this evening. Father, I pray, God, as we come before you another time. God, I thank you, Lord, for all the good songs that we've heard this evening. God, I thank you, Lord, for the moving of the Holy Ghost of God. Father, I thank you for those that's already come and prayed, God, to seek your face. God, we need you tonight. God, I pray that we would seek you. God, you said in your word, if we would seek you, you would be found. God, though you be not far from every one of us. Father, I pray, God, that you would take your word and your workmen, God, and do your will, oh God. Father, I pray, God, as I'm preaching blindfolded tonight, and I don't know the target, but God, I'm trusting in the Holy Ghost, God, to take your word and let it find lodging in the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. God, we need that unction and utterance, God, that man cannot preach without. Breathe on us that Holy Ghost fire that we so desperately need. Father, I love you and I thank you for your word. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, to hide us behind the cross. Let me lose sight of myself. God, calm my nervousness and antagonization. Oh, Lord, put us in that special place. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In the lovely name of Jesus, we beg and ask. And all God's people said, amen. And amen. Notice with me in this blessed passage of Scripture, as we've read this, and I'll be honest with you, there's been times in my life, and most of you may not know, I want to say this, but just to help me find my way. I remember, I don't remember this, but I remember my parents telling me I was born the 22nd day of December of 1985. And whenever I came home from the hospital, they said that I was baby Jesus in the Christmas play. And I remember, now I do remember this, there was times in my life that I played Jesus whenever I was a young man. In this passage of Scripture, being that 12-year-old boy sitting among the doctors and the lawyers. And as we've read this and we know these certain, there's so much good things to look at. And I've looked at this Scripture and I've preached from it. And I'm sure all you other good brothers have preached about how he's in the midst of the doctor. What a blessing. And how they lost him. They left him behind. And they went one day's journey and it took 3 days to find him. Amen. And they was looking for him in all the wrong places. And I've thought about this, you know. I thought about that verse over there in the book of Revelation where the Bible said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you've left your first love. Amen. And that boy, that'd be real good. But there was a verse of Scripture that laid on my heart very heavy. Listen, as I left here, I believe it was the 8th day of the 8th month of the 24th year. There was a verse of Scripture that I left here that really began to bother me. And I've read this and I've read this and I've studied it and we've seen it, but I want you to notice a verse of Scripture that bothered me in verse number 48. I want you to notice something that bothered me. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And that verse began to bother me. That verse really began to bother me as I began to read that. And I thought about that as I left here that night concerning wounded worship. Listen to me. I started thinking about this verse, and Mary got it half right here, Brother Dustin. Mary got it half right. But she said this. She said, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Amen. Joseph was not his father. Let me help you right there. And the Lord began to deal in my heart. And the Lord began to speak to my heart. And there is some danger in familiarity. Amen. There is some danger of some familiar things. And I started thinking about the mother Mary and all the things that had taken place in these two chapters, 12 years of history. How the Bible said that the angel Gabriel had come to Joseph and said, fear not, Joseph, to take unto Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and he shall save his people from their sins. And then he came to Mary and he said, fear not, Mary, for that which she come, and he said, hell, thou art highly favored among women, blessed art thou. And she wondered in her mind what manner of salutation this must be. And he said, fear not, Mary, for that which is conceived in thee is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. Here it is. Amen. And the Bible said that when she came to Elizabeth, the babe leaped in her womb. John the Baptist was turning flip-flop. Amen. And she was so happy. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the Son of God, the Son of God, the Son of God, the precious darling, Lamb of God, was inside of her. Oh, what a special time that was. Amen. Listen, I looked this up today. I believe Thanksgiving is 59 days away and Christmas is 86 days. Amen. And oh, what a special time for Mary. Oh, but see, there was a danger in familiarity. She fell victim of familiar things. Amen. Listen to me. I believe with everything in me that we have fallen victim of familiarity in our churches. Hear me today. Amen. Listen. What happened? Well, listen to what I'm about to say. Amen. Pray for me this evening. They was 2 years of age. Amen. Whenever the wise men come, and we know how the angel come to the shepherds, and they said, let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing. Listen. Amen. The Savior, the Son of God, is down there in Bethlehem, Judea. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. We can relate to when the Bible talks about how Joseph and Mary, the Bible said, and all the world was taxed. We can relate to that, can't we? We can relate to that. And so listen to me. That night, I come to the innkeeper. There's no room in the inn. Amen. What a blessed passage of Scripture. There's no room for him anymore. Amen. Listen to me. Hear what I'm about to say. 2 years has gone by. Amen. She saw the shepherds. Amen. Mary saw. Amen. The angel. Amen. Listen. 2 years goes by, around the age of 2 years. And here there's some wise men coming from afar off. Amen. To see him bringing those gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. Amen. But here in this passage of Scripture, he's 12 years old. And there's 10 years of history gone by. And in Mary's life and in her heart. Amen. To listen to what I'm about to say. The lady, the mother that held the baby of Jesus, the baby of God, the Son of God, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen. Listen, familiarity took place in her life, and here she is saying, thy father and I. She forgot. Listen to what I'm saying. If the mother of Jesus that held him and changed him. What happened in those 10 years, Brother Dustin? Hey, listen to what I'm saying, church. Listen to me. If the mother of Jesus could forget who he was.
Yeah.
Oh, what about us tonight? What about us tonight? Hey, listen, just by way of introduction, I want to tell you three things. Amen. The danger of familiarity. I'll tell you what, it'll make you fail to be realized to be thankful. Amen. Listen, it'll make you unthankful. When you begin familiar things that are routine. Listen, I thought about what happened. The Bible does not tell us anything about those 10 years of her life. Oh, but I think about maybe I can just maybe explain what the Lord showed me. She was changing him. She was feeding him. She was clothing him. They sat down at supper time. Joseph went to work in the carpenter shop. Amen. Listen. They went through everyday routine life. Amen. Listen. And 10 years has gone by. And she has forgotten. She said, thy father and I. Now listen, and all, not to disrespect anybody in here. Amen. But I want to tell you this tonight. Joseph was his stepfather. Amen. And Joseph was a good man. Because the Bible said that he said he was going to put away her privately. Do you know what the danger was? Amen. If it come out, amen, she would be stoned to death. Amen. The one carrying the baby, the Son of God. Oh, but listen to me. In those 10 years of familiarity, of going through the motions of life, and every day of the same routine, and the same routine, here she is. They've lost him, and she's worried about the circumstances of where the baby was, the 12-year-old is. I'm glad the Bible said the child Jesus. It lets us know he was the God child. Amen. He was still a child. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Hear me tonight. Amen. Here she is going through the motions of life. Amen. The same routine every day. Does that sound familiar? Oh, that's familiar tonight. Listen to me. And here she has. She said, the Father and I, he's not the Father of Jesus.
That's right.
Familiarity causes you to be, fail you to be, make you fail to be unthankful. Listen to me. It'll make you fail to forget who he really is.
That's
so
right.
If the Lord will help me tonight, I want to preach on this thought. Some things we cannot afford to forget.
Hey.
We cannot afford to forget the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
In this verse number 48, she forgot who he was. Amen. Listen to me. Listen. She forgot who he was. I mean, listen. 12 years ago, here she is. She's excited. The Son of God is in her. Amen. God has chosen her out of everybody to carry the baby. Amen. The man, the Savior of the world. And she's happy and she's excited and everything's going good. But now familiarity has happened and it's through the normal everyday life. And here she has forgotten who he was. Oh, listen. We go through familiar. Does that sound familiar? Maybe I'm the only one in here. Oh, we go to work of a day. And we get off work. And we got to get supper ready. Hey, listen to me. And we got to have the kids here. We got to have the kids there. We got to pick them up from over here. We've got to go do this. Oh, we got to do some things around the house. Oh, we got to mow the lawn. We got to work in the garden. We got all this stuff to do. And we forget about who he is. It'll make you fail to be unthankful. It'll make you fail to forget who he really is. Preacher, prove that to me. Children disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Oh, listen to me. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me tonight. Mary, she forgot who he was. Who was he, preacher? Matthew's gospel tells us he was Emmanuel. Which is being interpreted God with us. Whoa, let me help you right here tonight. Hey, man, I'm glad God's with us.
Yeah.
Hey, man. But I'm glad God's for us. And God's for me. And God's with me. And God's in me. What a Savior! That's the accolade of God. Emmanuel. That's His accolade. Listen to me tonight. I don't have accolades to tell you about myself and what I've done. I don't have no letters behind my name. Oh, but I'm telling you, my name don't matter tonight. Oh, but the accolade. Isaiah, it was the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah where he said, behold, a virgin. A virgin. If Joseph would have been the father, it would have not have worked. Amen. But he was of God, of the Son of God.
Hey.
Listen to me. And she had become familiar with this and forgotten his accolades. And then you know what? Another name of Christ, of Jesus, is Christ. Emmanuel, three things that you refer to him. Emmanuel, Christ, and Jesus. And the Old Testament, if there was a prophet, a priest, or a king in the Old Testament, do you know that they had to be anointed? Oh, whenever Samuel come to Saul, he anointed him with a vial of oil. Is that not right? And David was a horn of oil. Is that not right? Hey, listen to what I'm saying. And do you know what Christ means? Anointed one. Amen. The anointed. Ah, glory. Not only was he anointed, but he was appointed. Amen. The Savior of the world. And listen to me. The mother of Jesus. The mother that held him. That changed him. Hey, listen. That rocked him to sleep. That took care of him when he was sick. For God, he was. She forgot the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who he was. Listen. He was Jesus. All. Emmanuel, the accolade. Christ, the anointed one. Jesus, you know what it means? The Lord saves. The Lord is salvation. Woo! Amen. You know what? I believe there's some folks in here forgot about him. You'd shouted me out right there. Amen. Preacher, you ought not say that. Amen. That's cause of familiarity in your life. You forgot who the Lord is tonight. Everyday routine. That's his accessibility. Jesus' accessibility. See, I couldn't approach Emmanuel. I couldn't approach Christ. But Jesus is his human name. And I can approach. Well, I'm glad I can come to Jesus. Amen. Listen to me. He's always available. He just is not applied. Amen. Listen, you need him tonight. All you got to do is come to Jesus. And Mary, the mother. The mother. You know what's about? I believe it's Jeremiah 2:32. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people hath forgotten me days without number. You know what that is? I believe he said it in the beginning of the chapter, if I'm right. It's been a while since I've read there. A broken cistern that can hold no water. The mother of Jesus, brother, forgot who he was. You say, preacher, I mean, Joseph was his stepfather. In our day, in this modern day world, they would call it a surrogate father. Amen. Hey, listen to me. I've got great respect for him and what he did. But he was not the father. Oh, listen to me. Look at the next verse. The next verse says, she forgot his purpose. Look with me. Notice what the Bible said. And listen, she said this, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. In verse number 49, he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business. I read verse 43 twice to illuminate the word Joseph. It mentioned Joseph. It never said his father. And right here, Jesus, as a 12-year-old young boy, looks at his mother and said, you have forgotten your purpose. Amen. You've forgotten why I'm here. I've got a purpose. The lady, amen, the mother that held him, that rocked him, she didn't even remember what the angel said. Oh, how soon we forget, amen. How soon we forget the word of God. How soon we forget what the preacher says. Oh, well, he got up there. He sweated. He hooped. He hollered. Oh, we had a great service. What did he preach about? Well, I don't know. I believe he's over in John. Let me tell you something. Listen to what I'm about to say. It ain't about how a man preaches. It ain't about what he does, whether he takes his coat off or whatever. How much he sweats, how much he spits, how much he snots. How long, how loud, how lengthy. It's about what thus saith the word of God. And oh, how soon we forget. I believe we got spiritual Alzheimer's, don't you? Oh, but we can remember. Oh, we can remember when little Johnny threw that touchdown pass. Oh, they was 3 minutes and 5 seconds left. Oh, they was shooting a free throw. Amen. They was 0.1 second on the clock. But what the preacher preach about who Jesus is? Well, I can't remember. He forgot the purpose of why he came. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to say. It was the original plan of God why he came. Now hear what I'm about to say. If you read anything at all about the King James Bible, there's a lot of criticism. There's a lot of critics. And they will tell you that God was caught off guard in Eden. And that he needed a plan B. It was the original plan.
That's right.
God didn't need a plan B, Brother Creston. If anything, Satan fell into the trap of God. Let me run on that.
That's good stuff.
Hallelujah. You awake? You awake tonight? Went been like Cain, went off to the land of Nod. Amen. Is that not what the Bible says? Hallelujah! That'll be all right. Oh, she forgot about the purpose of why he came. It was the original plan of God. What did Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 8 say? He saw him as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It was in God's original plan. And she, oh, listen to me. Don't let me say this tonight. I feel some liberty right here. And do you know there's some holidays that we celebrate that's overtaken by the world? Amen. Easter, it's not about a risen Savior anymore. It's about a bunny and a chicken. Amen. Thanksgiving ain't about being thankful. It's about food, family, and football. Amen. Amen. I'm preaching. Amen. At Christmas, it ain't about Jesus being born. Amen. It's about Christmas trees and Santa Claus. Amen. We're too familiar with who he is. We forgot who he is. We forgot his purpose. Amen. Listen to me. If he was just born, don't let me bust your bubble. If he was just born, it wouldn't have done us a bit of good. But he had to die. I'm glad the Bible said he became obedient even unto the death. Oh, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name under heaven where no other name can be named than at the name of Jesus you shall be saved. But we're too familiar and we forgot his purpose. Well, we're going through the moon everyday mundane routine of life. We got to get up. We got to go to work. We got to come home. We got to do supper. We got to do our chores. We got to get the kids in the bed. And we forgot too familiar with church. And we've forgotten the person and the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Listen to me. It was the original plan. And let me help you. It was the only plan.
Yep.
There was no plan B. Growing up, this was the advice you would get. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, son.
Yeah.
I put everything that I hope for is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. I don't sing much. Every hope that I have here in this so sinful world is anchored in the blood. In the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins where sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. Hallelujah. Thank God for the old rugged cross. It's the only plan.
Yeah.
That was, listen. Well, preacher, what plan are we on right now? It's still the operating plan of God.
Yep.
Let me help you right here. A lot of folks say, well, there's three gods. No, there ain't three gods. There's only one God. Three manifestations. God the Father planned it. God the Son paid for it. And the Holy Ghost is still performing it. Woo! Glory to God today! He performed it in me.
Me too.
Yes, sir.
That's good preaching, buddy.
Listen to me. Listen to me. There's four times the word dispensations recorded in the King James Bible. I hope the Lord helps me with Ephesians 1:10. There's I think it's 1 Corinthians 9, 17 maybe. I may be right. There's a measure of the dispensation of the gospel. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 2 is the dispensation of grace.
Yep.
Colossians chapter 1 around verse 26, I may be wrong, is the dispensation of God and God in us.
Right.
Ephesians chapter number 1 verse 10, that in the fullness, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, God is going to gather all people together, heaven and earth. Praise God. It's the only plan, and it's the same plan that He's still operating under. Lastly, I want you to look at the next verse. Her perception of God. Now watch this. This verse right here really gets me. This verse right here really gets me. Verse number 50. Listen to me. And they understood not. Pay attention. This is Mary, the mother of Jesus. And they understood not. Joseph knew too. Don't forget that. Joseph knew that the angel said that he shall save his people from their sins. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. They forgot their own perspective of who Jesus was. Have we forgotten who Jesus is to us tonight? Preacher, I could never forget who Jesus is. Mary did, his own mother. They understood not what he said. They had no idea when he said, I've got to be about my Father's business. And Joseph was probably like, Mary, I ain't told him to do nothing in the carpentry shop. I didn't give him no chore or to build this or to build that. I didn't tell him to do nothing. What's he talking about? They understood not. How many times have we forgotten through our own perception. Perception is the way you think. Listen to me. I want you to watch this in your Bible. I'm coming to a close. Look with me in your Bible. Verse number 19. But Mary, I'm going to wait till the pages quit turning. Watch this. But Mary kept all these things. If you write in your Bible, I would circle things and pondered them in her heart. Here she has. The angels come to her. She saw the angel. The angel appeared and she saw it. Gabriel. The angel spoke and she heard it. The angel said, you was going to be overshadowed with the Holy Ghost. And she felt that baby inside her. And she noticed, she pondered all these things. Now watch this. Things. But after she saw them, they become sight. So it's no longer faith, because the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Right.
The evidence of things not seen.
Yes, sir.
Watch with me in your Bible. Verse number, we're in our text tonight. Verse number 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Now watch what happens. But his mother kept all these sayings. If I wrote in my Bible, I'd underline that. I'd circle that in her heart. Things is the works of God. She was focused on all the works that she had saw, that she had felt. You know what Mary did? Mary saw the miracles of God. Oh, Mary saw all the things that her son had did. She pondered those things. But right here, oh, whenever you listen to me, she pondered all the sayings. It was no longer about the works.
Nope. Right.
It was about the Word.
Yep.
And the words.
That's real good.
Good preaching. Good preaching.
Can I help you tonight? I'm trying to follow the Lord. Sunday school teachers, deacons, preachers, parents, when you feel like that God ain't working and there ain't no things happening and you're not seeing this or seeing that and you think, God, where you at? God, where you at? Lord, I'm doing everything I can in my Sunday school class. God, I'm giving everything I got to the messages that you give me to preach. Lord, I'm trying to work with these kids, and I just ain't seeing it. God, my family is a mess. My life is falling apart. God, I don't see you working. I can't see you working. Well, Mary couldn't see the Lord. But right here, the Bible said, she kept all those sayings. Oh, listen. Whenever the smoke is settled down and the fire's just barely burning, I'm glad we can hold on to and hang on to the Word of God. You listen to me. You might not feel that He's doing anything, but I assure you God is working when you do not think that He is working. And see, you'll fall victim of being familiar and you'll think, God, I don't know what you're doing. Where are you at? I assure you, God's got a plan and a purpose.
Yes, sir.
And you just stay faithful in the gap that God put you in.
Hey.
Oh, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to tell you this. Me and Brother Delmer, we got into a conversation for church and I had no idea. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. This is, oh, I'm telling you, I'm preaching my heart to you tonight.
Oh, yeah, brother. Sure.
Brother Delmer preached revival with a man that I know last week. I didn't even have a clue that he's in revival. That man, I met him, I was preaching an ordination. I got to tell this story. I'm not a storyteller, but you got to hear this. I was preaching an ordination. See, this is my life right here, what I'm preaching to you. I've been so familiar with God at times in my life. It's sad. And I forget his person. I forget his purpose. And my perception of him changes. And we get to the point where we just don't think God is able to do anything anymore. What have you been asking God to do in your life and in your family? Oh, listen to me. My heart, listen, I'm telling you the truth. I'd pastored one church. Brother Kevin knows very little about this. But I literally felt like that my heart had went through a paper shredder. And I was crushed. And that man that he knows come and preached it where I was pastoring at, where I'm pastoring at now, on your heart being wounded. Oh, my goodness, Brother Creston. I mean, if that message was for anybody, it's for me. Because I'd been so wounded. This is what I said. I said, Lord, I ain't going to preach no more. I said, I don't want to pastor no more. I'm going to go to my home church, and I'm going to lay down, and I need spiritual ICU, intensive Christ unit. He preached that. That's what I said. He preached that, and I'm telling you, I've been like Jeremiah, set your face like a flint. Or is Isaiah, set your face like a flint. He preached revival at our church in August of 2018. On a Tuesday night, my little girl come, and she said, I think I got saved. The hardest thing I ever had to do.
You're right.
I'm still walking that.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. Yes.
I said, honey, it ain't a thing so salvation.
No, so.
I said, you will know it.
Amen, preacher.
And daddy don't have to tell you or no other preacher.
Amen, preacher.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you know how many times the devil... absolutely just ripped me to shreds, Brother Kevin, over that night. Oh, but I'm hanging on to the word.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Some of you tonight, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. I know nothing about this church. I don't. That's the truth, Pastor.
Absolutely.
But Mary kept all these sayings. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm getting into. But he told that Philippian jailer in jail, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And thy
house.
I'm still holding on to those sayings tonight. Come, Brother Pastor, I'm through. Come get a song. Go ahead, brother. I hope and pray it's been a help to somebody. Has God got familiar to you? Have you forgot who he is? Have you forgot his purpose? Has your perception of God changed tonight? Help us, Lord Jesus, tonight.